That's me, and that's you, Robbie. Mm-hmm. Okay. And Lewis, lean in there and tell me your name.
Lewis.
All right. And Megan, you two lean in there.
Megan.
All right. That Megan, looks good. So I think what we'll do is I have an opening next Tuesday for the morning edition slot. I think I might just drop this in that slot rather than slice this and dice it into a news story. So we'll just do it as an interview and use it like that. Okay. So this is Robert Woolsey, news director at Raven Radio, and I'm really pleased and honored to have Sitka High swimming coach Robbie Jarvel here and a couple of his senior swimmers. And Robbie, you got to take your hand off the mic there. Yeah, they're getting a little buzz. Oh, that's good. I'm really honored and pleased to have Sitka High swimming coach Rob Jarvel here and a couple of his senior swimmers. Rob, though, same song, second verse here for you guys.
Yeah, it was this year we came into the season knowing that we could win the state championship. The last 2 years, Diamond High School has had an unusually large boys team and, you know, pretty much doubled the score on the competition the last 2 years. But this year they graduated five or six of those seniors. And, you know, coming into the season, we knew that we had a very good chance if everyone performed the way they were supposed to.
Yeah, but to Diamond and Service, these Southeast schools like Sitka, and Sitka came in second at state, and mm-hmm. Petersburg came in fifth, I read.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a pretty impressive for an even smaller school than Sitka.
Swimming has no classification, so you swim against everybody in the state, and yeah, you're competing against schools that have 40 to 60 swimmers on their high school swim team with the boys and girls, and, you know, we, on a good year, we'll have 20
right.
combined. So, yeah, it's a great accomplishment, you know, but we definitely wanted to win.
Yeah, you definitely, I think you definitely got their attention up there. Louis Belay and Megan Reed are here. Am I saying that right, Louis?
Yeah.
Louis Belay. And I wonder, do you get as pumped up? Do you think that Service and Diamond get as pumped up to swim against you guys as you must be, you know, as you must get pumped up to swim against them? I mean, it must be fun to kind of take out those big Anchorage schools.
Yeah, they've been really cocky lately, and we were really determined. So,
all right. What events did you swim in, Lewis?
Individual. I did the 100 back and the 200 IM.
Okay. And did you set a new record in one of those events?
In both of those.
Okay. A new school record, or was it a state record?
It was both schools.
School records.
Okay. And Megan, how did you do up there?
I swam the 50 free and the 100 backstroke. I got fifth and sixth in my events.
Okay. And you were the only Sitka woman to go up there.
Yeah.
And did you feel, I don't know, how did it feel being the only Sitka representative, you know, from the female side of the Sitka team?
I'm pretty used to it. I've gone all four of my years by myself or with one other girl. So I usually just feed off the boys' energy, and I like being a part of their team. So,
Rami, do you wish that you could just, like, clone Megan Reed and get like, a 9 or 10 more of her?
Yeah, it's funny you bring that up. You know, after the region meet and how Megan, you know, competed at the region meet, you know, actually brought that up to the boys that, you know, she swims and all the sports that she does, she competes with a little bit of a chip on her shoulder. And, you know, I told the 8 boys that were going to state that we're going to use that 200 free relay and put a chip on our shoulder that Megan naturally has when she competes. And, you know, I used her as an example of just how competitive of an athlete she is in all the sports that she does, not just swimming. So, yeah, you know, for her, I wish that she had 5 or 6 girls that were her caliber of swimming, and you know, we could do this with the girls' team, you know, and coming from a small town again and a small high school, you know, the waves of athletes, male and female, come through in cycles. You know, right now in the junior high, there's, you know, 15 or 20 girls that will be very competitive in high school swimming, you know, and if half of them stick with swimming and swim in high school, then, you know, that'll be a great girls team for the next couple of years. But coming from a small community, it all comes through in waves.
All right. Megan, I wonder if, do you ever talk to the girls in Barracudas, some of the younger girls? They must kind of idolize you in a way. You must be kind of a superstar because you participate in this pretty incredible team.
Yeah, I don't really talk to them, but you can tell that they look up to me, and I just try to be a good role model for them.
Okay, yeah. You have to think that some of the younger girls probably look at Megan and say,
"Oh yeah,
that's where I want to be."
You know, and like I said, I mean, Megan is very special that, you know, she's one of the top basketball girls on the girls' basketball team. She's one of the top softball girls on the Sitka High girls' softball team. I mean, yeah, she's there's not athletes that come through that can be that competitive and that successful at three different sports, you know, throughout the year. So, yeah, I'm not just swimmers. I'm sure there's young girls all over Sitka who know who Megan Reed is and what she's accomplished on the fields and in the pools.
All right. Let's talk a minute about relay, Robbie. You and Lewis may be here. I know that we've had this conversation before, mm-hmm. that a lot of Sitka's strategy hinges on your putting together pretty incredible relay teams, and you were unable to put your 200 freestyle relay team in the pool this year, and I'm assuming that was a critical factor.
Yeah. I mean, I've always, I mean, my whole theory behind it is to, you know, we kind of live and die by those relays, and, you know, in the early 2000s when we did win the state championships, you know, we didn't have swimmers that were going to go and win their events, you know, but when we put them together, they were, you know, faster as a group of four than anyone else could put together in the state, and, you know, and that was kind of, you know, it was so successful and, you know, and it worked that I have always done that. You know, every year I've always had athletes that will do three relays in one individual event. You know, the last 4 years, at least on the boys' side, has been different with, you know, having Lewis. He can, you know, he's won these two events for the last 3 years now, since he was a sophomore the last 2 years. And, you know, and then you have a bunch of athletes that can be competitive, but, you know, getting 6th, 7th, 8th in an individual event and the points that earns compared to them making another competitive relay, you know, is double, triple the points. So, yeah, we, you know, and the boys for the last, I mean, as long as I've been doing this, 10 years, have never had a problem taking away an individual event and loading that third relay. You know, but there's the gamble of what happened this year as, you know, something happens to that relay at regions and then it doesn't qualify for state and then we're out, you know. So RJ Miller and Spencer Combs, you know, had no problem taking their own personal event and turning it into that third relay, you know. And, you know, so, you know, I don't like to look back and say, you know, because Spencer could have done the 50 free, RJ could have done the 50 free or 100 back, and between the two of them, we would have scored more than 4 points, you know, if we, even without that relay. So, but again, I don't think that any of them, Megan or the boys, would have swam that well and been that hungry for it, you know, even if we got that third relay. You know, they definitely, of all the times that I've been to the state championship meet coaching, there was a, you know, there was a chip on their shoulder. They were swimming a little bit angry, you know, and it showed. I mean, we, going into the state meet, we should have scored between 45 and 48 points, you know, and we came out with 75 points, you know, and going in, Diamond, I think scored out was like 85 to 86 points, you know, so they didn't quite do what they were supposed to, and other teams stepped up and made it a lot closer, and that's usually how it works. I mean, you, all these athletes that are competitive at that level, and the coaches know that they're going to make it through the region meet and make it to state. You know, everybody peaks at that meet. So, you know, but then there's always kids that have to swim their very best to make it, and you know a lot of places are going to swap and things are going to change. So, I mean, it's a chess game. You know, you wonder what relays other schools are going to load. You just have to put your best lineup together and go compete. So,
yeah, and it sounds to me like you're saying that if anything can give you a little bit of an edge, if being a little, having this chip or feeling kind of a little bit leaner and meaner than you might otherwise, if that helps, then that's so much the better. Lewis, is that how you felt going into the meet? Did you feel like you had something to prove this time around?
Yeah, we all knew that the relay, we really needed it, and so we all worked a little bit harder a week before state and tried to make up for it, we had planned. So,
yeah, is there a difference in the way you feel when you're, you know, when you're up on the starting block and you're on when you're doing an individual event versus when you're in a relay? Do you actually think to yourself, well, this time I'm sort of swimming for myself, and this time I'm swimming for our chance to capture a title? Do you even allow yourself to think that stuff? What is going through your mind up there?
When I'm on the blocks for a relay, I just cheering for my team, you know, we all help each other out. Nobody gets other people down. I mean, and an individual, you just need to pump yourself up and look around you and say, just put on a show.
All right. Megan, this is the last time for both you guys. How would you describe just sort of the character of this team? Do you think Coach Jarvel had it right? Do you think you all had something to prove going up there?
Yeah, definitely. The boys, coming out of a small town, they had a lot to prove, and they performed very well.
All right. Well, you guys are done. Are you thinking about swimming after high school at all, Lewis?
Yeah, I'm planning on it. Division I.
Okay. What school are you thinking about?
I'm still undecided.
Okay. What about you, Megan? Swimming is just one of your options. Are you thinking about sports beyond high school?
Yeah, I'm trying to play softball in college.
Okay. Have you got a school in mind?
I have a tryout at Southern Oregon in January. So.
All right, in Ashland.
Yeah.
Yeah, nice place. Robbie, you must be thinking about how am I going to manage without Megan and Lewis on my swim team. How is it looking in the for some of the younger swimmers coming up?
The Wolves, you know, swimming? Like I said, there's a good feeder program in Sitka with swimming. You know, it's a lot like baseball and softball where, you know, there's organized, you know, club activities for these kids. And, you know, like I said, right now in 6th, 7th, 8th grade, there's probably 40 to 50 kids that are competitive swimming right now. And, you know, and things change when they get into high school and, you know, a lot change. But, you know, yeah, there's a very big group of young ladies coming up the next couple of years. And there's a good group of boys coming up. I mean, it just keeps going through. But, I mean, this group of seniors that are leaving now is one of the bigger groups, you know, comparable to in 06 when all those boys left. They'll be very hard to replace. I mean, their ability and their way they work together as a team was unheard of. So, yeah, they'll be irreplaceable for sure, but that's next year. So,
all right. Well, you must be doing something right. three second places in 3 years, but really it's just a matter of a fraction of a second between you guys and the title, and I'd say the bar is pretty darn high. Our expectations are high for Sitka High swimming for now and into the future, probably.
Yeah, you know, it's competitive, for sure. You know, and like I said, you know, in the early 2000s when, you know, those boys won for the first time, and now, you know, all these kids growing up and coming through the programs, you know, I think for all sports, and baseball's the same way, softball's been winning state championships, you know, but it all started, you know, in 03 or 04 with baseball, and then swimming and baseball did it for a couple of years, and now softball's been doing it lately. And, you know, it just gives all of them hope that, you know, they can accomplish that. You know, once that first one was done, it kind of opened the door for, I think, all Sitka sports. So it's a great thing when they believe they can do something.
Yeah, and now we just kind of expect it. We believe it, too. So anyway, thanks so much for coming in and talking about this.
Thanks for having us.
Robbie Jarvel is head coach of the Sitka High Wolves swimming team. Lewis Belay and Megan Reed are seniors on that swim team. Thanks, Lewis and Megan, for coming in, too.
Thank you.
Thanks.